Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:15, I was hoping that'd be the one that says somebody you can trust because, man, I'm going to tell you what, I'm all for cool weather and I want it to cool off and I'm tired of the heat, but it's 69 degrees outside right now and going up to 82 today. I understand the humidity's lower and it's only going up to 81 tomorrow and Sunday, but it's all relative, right? Because if it, you know, if it's January and it goes up to 81, then we're saying, oh my goodness, it's a terrible heat wave. So I don't know if it's going to feel a lot cooler or not. I guess it'll feel better than 90 degrees, but humidity is going to be down. Nothing but sunshine all the way through next Saturday as it stands now, and highs in the low to mid 80s. So I guess it will feel better cool. I don't know about. Tiger Stadium's going to be heating up on Saturday night as it's homecoming for the LSU Tigers as they take on the South Carolina Gamecocks. Joining us now, Jeff Palermo. Every Friday with Jeff Palermo is Rouse's Supermarket Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I am okay, sir. Tell me about your thoughts going into this game with South Carolina.
Well, it's, you know, both teams are coming off a bye week. Both teams have not had the seasons that they necessarily expected. You know, I think going into the season, if you know, a lot of LSU fans would have said, yeah, but maybe they'd be 4-1 heading into that first bye week. But with that one loss coming against Clemson, and I think the other thing when you look at LSU, no one really thought the offense would struggle as much as it has struggled. So that's why I say I think it just hasn't been the season that most people expected. It's been very frustrating to watch this offense because the defense has certainly taken the strides necessary in order for this team to play for a championship. Meanwhile, for South Carolina, they are about ready to head into the most difficult part of their schedule. I mean, they had an opportunity there in the first half of the season to really get off to a good start, but they suffered a couple of losses to Vanderbilt and Missouri. And they probably thought that they could potentially go into their first bye week with an undefeated record, but that didn't occur. And here they are, they're 3-2, and they just got a brutal, brutal schedule coming up here. You know, after they play LSU, they play four teams ranked in the top 10. So this is a game, since considering that South Carolina is rested for the most part, coming off the bye, this is probably a game they look at and say, man, we got to win. We got to win. So they come in with that mentality, and I think LSU looks at it the same way. It's you almost feel like after this first bye week, I don't want to say the season starts again, but there is a bit of a reset here to try to figure out what's been going wrong offensively for the Tigers and see if they can't get this thing on track.
Ideally, in my head, I would have LSU get it all together this weekend against South Carolina as they get into the rest of the SEC schedule, but you can't just wish it to be. There have to be reasons for it to be. Of course, there can also be reasons why it doesn't happen. Let's talk about your story about the offensive line.
Well, the Paul Mubanga looks like he is he's doubtful. So it's obviously doubtful that he's going to play coming up on Saturday night.
More like Moo banged up, right?
Yeah, he's got a high ankle sprain that he suffered in the second half of the Ole Miss game. So at starting left guard, you got to find a replacement. Now, Cohen Echols, according to Coach Brian Kelly, has been the guy that's been getting the reps with the first team at left guard. But there's been a lot of talk, a lot of speculation, especially among those that cover the team, that Carius Kern could potentially get his first start at left guard. We saw him play actually right tackle against Ole Miss. And while he wasn't perfect, I think a lot of people, he stood out, one, because he's such a talented player, but he's a physical guy, he's an intense guy, he's an emotional guy, and it just seemed like he was out there looking to try to make a difference, something that we just really haven't been seeing along this offensive line so far this season. And he actually, during spring and fall practices, he was practicing a lot at guard. So and Coach Kelly even said yesterday that he is more of a guard than a tackle. But looks like Cohen Echols will get the start if he's been getting the first team reps at practice. But I would imagine he's probably on a short hook because none of these guys really, most of them, have not been grading very well when you look at the Pro Football Focus grades after the game. So after the games that are played. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to see why this team has struggled offensively. It all starts at the offensive and defensive lines. And for LSU's offensive line, it has not performed well. So you look at it, and if that, and Brian Kelly, the other thing about this is not afraid to play a true freshman on the line. He did that with Will Campbell. He did that with Emory Jones. And Carius Kern could be that guy if Echols, or heck, even if Weston Davis is not performing very well Saturday night against South Carolina.
Well, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. One thing I love about going to the games and bringing binoculars as opposed to TV is watching, it's a team sport, but it's actually individual fights that are going on throughout the game, battles, if you will, not fights that are going on between offensive and defensive linemen, receivers, cornerbacks, etc. So we'll talk about the South Carolina.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Line, a defensive line when we come back, as well as the offensive the performance of LSU. Maybe Caden Durham comes back, Garrett Nussmeier, etc. 621, and also about the LSU defense against the South Carolina offense. Traffic now, WWL.
I think I made it pretty clear. We have to be more consistent offensively. We have to be more productive, from an offensive standpoint. It's been on again, off again. This needs to be much more consistent in its performance. That's where our offense needs to be. Is it going to be on Saturday? I hope so. But I know the process in terms of the work that we're doing. Nothing's up for discussion. We're looking at every facet of our offense to be more consistent and have more of a balanced approach to what we're doing.
I like Brian Kelly's approach. I do. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Every Friday with Jeff is Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. So we talked about the offensive line before and the injuries, but it all depends on those battles, right? Who you're taking on, the individual battles that happen up front in a pit where you don't want to be. What about the South Carolina defensive line and linebackers?
Well, the one guy that I think you'll certainly need to keep an eye on is Dylan Stewart. This kid was a freshman All-American a season ago, and he's gotten off to a really terrific start this season as a guy that can get in the backfield. He's got 7 tackles for a loss, 3.5 sacks. He's 4th on the team in tackles, a bunch of quarterback hurries as well. And then another guy has really emerged on that defensive line as well. That would be Brian Thomas Jr. He's had a very good start to the season. He was 3rd on the team in sacks in 2024, and he starts opposite of Stewart. And he's got 5 tackles for a loss and 3 sacks. And this was a team 2 weeks ago when they played Kentucky. Now, granted, Kentucky's the worst team in the Southeastern Conference. They were able to get into the backfield and create a lot of pressure, and they had a lot of sacks, and they really got after it. And so with this LSU offensive line, as that has really struggled this season, this is a big game for them to step up and try to give Garrett Nussmeier some protection in this football game.
Let's talk about Garrett Nussmeier and Lenora Sellers while we're talking quarterbacks.
Well, interesting that going before the season, these two guys were ranked 1-2 as far as on the preseason All-SEC team. Lenora Sellers got the first team honors, which I think rubbed a lot of LSU fans the wrong way, considering Nussmeier was coming off a 4,000-yard passing season. But neither of them have looked like the two best quarterbacks in the Southeastern Conference this season. Sellers has had his struggles as well. We all know that his ability to run the football is such a big part of his game, but yet he has less than 100 yards rushing. He's also been dealing with a suspect offensive line, and a lot of that is because South Carolina has been really banged up on that offensive line. They're missing multiple starters along the O-line, and it's created problems for their offense. So considering that this guy had two rushing touchdowns against LSU a year ago, a 75-yard rushing touchdown.
I remember that.
And considering also that LSU defensively has had trouble slowing down a running quarterback, I would think that's got to be in the game plan here coming up on Saturday night for them to try to get him more active in the ground game. And then he's got a big arm too. He's a guy that can throw the ball downfield. So will we see some deep passes, see them try to create some big plays with his legs and feet? I think coming off the bye week, both of these teams have been able to do a lot of self-scouting, and I think you could see these two offenses really try to take, I don't want to say necessarily take chances, but I can see them both trying to push the envelope a little bit. I can see LSU with Garrett Nussmeier, if he truly is really over this ab strain thanks to the bye week, seeing him trying to push the ball downfield. I mean, Brian Kelly said it last night. Part of their offense is throwing the ball deep on deep crossing patterns, and we haven't been able to see that this season, and maybe we see it Saturday night.
Homecoming, you like LSU's chances?
I think this is going to be a close one, Tommy. I think I got it 24-21. I know LSU's like an 8.5-point favorite, but I really think they're going to get South Carolina's best shot. And I'm still not a believer that this LSU offense is right. So until I see it, I think they're still going to have some issues scoring a lot of points. But I think they'll score enough to beat South Carolina.
Your name should be Thomas, like mine. Thank you, Jeff Palermo. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk about real estate in the downtown area right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.